Salvation Creek, An Unexpected Life, written and read by Susan Duncan. At the time the house was built for Dorothea McKellar in 1925, she was wealthy, single, 40 years old, and already involved in a love affair with the brandy bottle man. But I knew nothing of all this when I first made my way past the house and into Lovett Bay. I was a messy, jangly 48-year-old, struggling to find a place to belong. I'd watched two of the most important people in my life slide slowly and painfully into death, and the horror of it snatched away lightheartedness, stubbed out hope, blotted out my idea of where I fitted in. I'd been spinning in a career for more years than I cared to remember, where the days had become a blur of office politics and office pressures, where I felt only a rising sense of detachment from one week to the next. I had no idea what I was looking for to give my life new purpose, only that when I found this intangible, wraith-like something, I'd be able to still the restlessness, begin again. As I bumped across the water in a leaky tin dinghy to see a property for sale in Lovett Bay, I did not know that the journey had begun. The Tarrangower, the pale yellow house, with the corridor of columns and the long veranda on the high rough hill, would hold the key to it all.